Always a joy to be with you, to be together. And I bow, always I bow to diligence and joy. Let's look at the word understand. We human beings work with, fundamentally, we work with associative mind, pattern recognition. And so when I look at this word, I see under and stand. And that's a really good starting point. Not because that's how I see it, but because what is understanding? It is, it begins for us and through most of our life until and unless we really do probe more deeply into the substrata of understanding, of knowing, of being, the substrata of understanding, of knowing, cognition, and being. Then all of our understandings will be simply pattern recognition and associative processes that associate patterns with known patterns. There'll be very little new. It'll be hard for newness, freshness, ahas, discoveries, and intuition to be more operative, to open fresh doors for us, to open our mind for us, and to open our hearts. So let's just think on that for a moment. Let's muse on that. And you can muse on it for yourself. Do you see that for the most part, yeah, I just use my mind in a pattern recognition, associative way. I might, read a book or go to a class, la la la, and it seems like it's new information, but actually it's just you, it's using the same patterns that I am familiar with recognizing. It's just kind of reorganize them a little bit, and that's what makes it seem fresh. So that's a question, and that's all right, because again, all humans use common pattern recognition and rearrange the blocks and call it new, so that's there's no judgment there. But we want to look at that. We want to see, oh, it is that what's going on? And I call that knowing. I call that understanding. And so, if someone said, you know, there really is no such thing as Wednesday, what would we do with that? Right? Could we, if somebody said, someone you really respected said, Wednesdays, they're just a fabrication. It's just like 1 plus 1 is 2. Is that actually true? What is one? What is two? What is plus? So the question here, so we meditate, is upon what do we stand in our minds? Upon what? What is under? What we're standing on as cognition, knowing, including the knowing of the self, the knowing of being, the knowing of presence, blah, blah, blah. With these four words, listen, understand, meditate, experience, notice what stands under the top three. Experience. The experience of a day, you know, sun rises, we have our tasks, sun sets, we have our evening, go to sleep. It's the same every day. There's no name on it. So if somebody said there's no Wednesday, there's no Friday. We might be able to actually pause and, you know, we probably accept that, yeah, that's an arbitrary designation, the name Wednesday, that that's completely arbitrary and associative. And that's how the name became Wednesday. It's associated with a Roman or Greek god or a Norse god. So again, you're back to association and pattern recognition. You see the point, though? Experience. Experience itself is non-conceptual. We all have concepts about what non-conceptual is. Let's accept that. Let's really accept that. But experience itself, before it's named and labeled, inside, outside, all around kind of experience. What stands under experience is emptiness. No words, no thoughts, just experience. No words, no thoughts, no associative thinking. That comes after. And we think it's within the experience. You understand? So let's pause again before we meditate. Pause again. In the experience of pausing, no thinking. Nope, just pause. We take a long, slow, deep breath. It is automatically breathing with all that is. As we take this off the cushion, so two things under and stand. What's under? What are you standing on in your mind, in your emotions, and so forth? What is this sense of self standing on? And everything that goes with it. And pause. Just pause. No thinking, just pause. Love you all. And of course, that is meditation. That is meditation in the moment. Love you all. Create your day.